One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing his praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raise.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and it's just a few days after Christmas. We've shared, and I'm sure you have, with others, wonderful reflections and stories, and many of them may be of family, of our families or other families, or families we've been welcomed into, families maybe that became our family for a while when we needed a particular member of a family to bring us in, and we ourselves. So there's so many intertwining ways of, we might say, knowing what it means to be family. For those who celebrate it, the Catholic Church does this weekend the Feast of the Holy Family. And so the ongoing story of Christmas arrives again as we listen to the journey of Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus. They've fled into Egypt for safety because of Herod, who was searching for children to destroy them. And so threat comes to children in our world today, and you and I reach out in prayer and hopefully in action to attend to the needs of the vulnerable, particularly the young, and especially children. Newspapers are full of the pictures, and maybe our hearts are too now full of the stories. And we want to carry with us, as the Holy Family would, wherever we are going, the needs of other families. Indeed, we might think about ourselves and begin to more richly consider how we are of one family. This would be an image that St. Francis would give us, and he received it in his life with others, practically trying to live the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are all of one family. There are many beautiful scripture passages that point to that, but I'm thinking right now of a place where you may have been over this holiday season, as families sort of come into homes and maybe sometimes crowd into each other. Maybe you were in a, well, I might as well say it, a stuffy family room. No, it might have been beautiful and everybody in the room beautiful, but at some point or another, whether it was a wood stove that made it that way or just body heat, it gets a little stuffy. And there's that sense of, we need some fresh air. And you might be feeling that right now during your holiday break, these few days after Christmas, before the new year. Let's take a deep breath of fresh air. I am here on the mountain. And know that we're still in the family room, but it's not stuffy any longer. It's a place where you and I and many others dwell and find dwelling and life with one another. So many of our traditions, but the Judeo-Christian tradition clearly opens us up to an image of a God who would be Abba. Beautiful images, maternal ones of mother and ourselves, sisters and brothers. Again, members of one family. It's certainly not a stuffy idea and full of fresh air and imagination and a need in a world today where people who are trying to find their way to safety aren't received well over borders or boundaries. And you and I are those who might open first our hearts and then our countries or our cities and neighborhoods and ways to help others be at home, to truly be of one family. It's interesting, isn't it, how a room can contain us and have us feel so close and well. And then other images, even in that room, let alone the breath of air, might take the air out of the room. What brings it back? Always love. The spirit of love that fills a room, even when it's stuffy, with our desire to be there and be with one another. And so crowded places in the world right now need some relief from the freshness of the air of love and relief. And you maybe have reached out to them. And I do to you now, just for a few more minutes. To allow our hearts to open now, not to the project or task of reaching out to others, but the place where all of that begins. And the deep life-giving, always present, life-breathing God who's with us now. We only begin again, as Francis always invites us to, let us begin again when we go back to start, when we feel that we are of a family. Maybe you're in a room and you could look around and see how many, even ourselves, multi-ethnic, multinational backgrounds, possibly now richly multiracial, multilingual, and yet one. We live and breathe and know we live and breathe and have our being in this one God. And so just a pause like this helps us to face out maybe into the next family room or the next crowded car or another wonderful table full of people and an ability to look around and realize we are one, we are of one family. And then to open our hearts as the Holy Family certainly did and our whole Holy Family does or would want to now, and that is to find practices of welcome, ways of hospitality that help others be at home. Thanks for letting me take a little time with you today and we with each other, breathing the fresh air of family, the spirit that moves over the face of the earth, drawing people from places of being lost or excluded back to tables and to tents and to houses and to homes and to our hearts as we find the God who welcomes us, who lifts us up right now, and tells us we're of God's family. We are God's child now. Colossians 3, beginning with verse 12, shares that with us, and the gospel I referred to is Matthew 2, 13 to 15, 19 to 23. A treacherous but beautiful story. And so we hear from our traditions and our tables and our need for rest right now, the God who reaches us, welcomes us, and lets us know we're members of the most holiest of families. The breath, the spirit, and the peace of family with you now.
One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing his praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raised. Word of Christ, the world's Redeemer, rich in mercy, truth, and grace. In God's kingdom, love shall triumph, peace and justice shall end.